Patient's last name is H-E-N-D-R-Y, Jr. First name is Edward. Date of visit is June 26, 2024. Date of birth is January 7, 1982. Next paragraph, chief complaint, obstructive sleep apnea and narcolepsy. Next paragraph, history present illness. Patient is a 42-year-old male found with chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea and narcolepsy. First off, a patient tells me that he has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First off, he is drowsy all the time. First off, he feels fatigue all day. Patient tells me that he was previously diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea based on a sleep study. First off, patient tells me that he tried a CPAP machine. However, patient is not able to tolerate the CPAP therapy. First up, he felt suffocated in the CPAP machine. Patient is currently not using the CPAP machine. Patient also tells me that he was in an accident when he was 17 years old. Patient had brain injury. Patient required brain surgery. Patient tells me that he was in an ATV accident. An accident and had need and resulted in required of a brain surgery. Since then, he was diagnosed with narcolepsy. Patient tells me that he had diagnosed of a narcolepsy based on the multiple sleep latency test. He had multiple sleep latency tests in 2016, 2018, 2009, 2011. Patient tells me that it was done at Sutter Health System. The doctor's name was Dr. Davis. Patient tells me that he was using Adderall, which helped him significantly between the age of 17 to 28 years old. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he tried modafinil 200 milligrams twice a day, did not work for him. The modafinil wasn't strong enough for him. Next paragraph. Past medical history, obstructive sleep apnea, next number, narcolepsy. Past medical history, chronic low back pain, major depression, narcolepsy, obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, opioid use, next paragraph, current medications, mirtazapine, modafinil, 400 milligrams, two tablets every morning, next number, naproxen, nortriptyline. Next wave allergies, patients allergic to Lexapro and penicillin. Next wave social history, patients used to drink beer 3 to 4 times a week. Next paragraph. Family history, mother of depression. Mother of diabetes. A father of emotional problem and drug abuse. Father also of liver disease. Next paragraph. Diagnostics test, a portable sleep study dated April 15, 2024, gamma shows evidence of moderate obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, a portable sleep study done in January 17, 2023 shows evidence of mild obstructive sleep apnea with an apnea hypopnea index of 11.2. Next paragraph, another medical record, comma, dated, that other medical record, comma, comma, the medical record was dated May 24, 2023, first up, but the medical record says that he had multiple sleep latency test dated in February 5, 2018, comma, shows a sleep latency of 0.5 to 2 minutes. So first up, a REM sleep latency of 6.5 minutes. First up, the finding was consistent with the clinical diagnosis of narcolepsy. First up, patient also given a diagnosis of narcolepsy with cataplexy based on the medical records. First up, I don't have the multiple sleep latency test results. First up, this is all based on the medical records written on that day by pulmonology department. First up, next number. First up, the next number. Our next paragraph, impression, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, moderate. First up, a patient was diagnosed with a moderate obstructive sleep apnea based on a portable sleep study, comma, dated April 15, 2024, comma, which shows apnea hypopnea index of 19.4 per hour. First up, a patient tells me that he was not able to tolerate the CPAP machine. First up, he fell suffocating with the CPAP machine. First up, patient is currently not using the CPAP machine. Next number. Impression number two, narcolepsy with the cataplexy. First up, it was previously diagnosed. First up, a medical record mentioned that he had had a multiple sleep latency test on February 5, 2018, comma, shows that he has a REM sleep onset period. So first up, the REM sleep latency was 6.5 minutes. First up, next number. First up, next recommendation. Explain to patient at the bell diagnosis. Next number. Recommendation to try the CPAP again. First up, explain to patient the CPAP therapy explain to patient that there are other CPAP masks that he might try for sleeping supper. Other treatment options for CPAP, I'm sorry, treatment for sleep apnea would also include oral surgery, comma, uvula palatopharyngeoplasty, comma, and Inspire procedure for step. Next number, recommend patient to continue to take the modafinil 400 milligrams a day. First up, a patient is currently taking 400 milligrams every morning for modafinil. Every morning, first up, next number. Patient has history of post-traumatic narcolepsy diagnosed when he was 17 years old, comma, because of a ATV accident. First up, first up, this marks the end of the patient.